Hello, this is John Ivey from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. For the next half hour, I shall be reading to you from the October issue of Boys Life magazine. Our first article from page 22 is entitled, I Spy New Rides. Take aim at the coolest, fastest, greenest machines in automotive history. These concept cars are undercover for now, but Boys Life here with a sneak peek. See more awesome new automobiles at boyslife.org. A Porsche 918 Spyder. Porsche unexpectedly debuted its 918 Spyder prototype in early 2010. This hybrid supercar uses a 500 horsepower V8 engine to rocket from 0 to 62 miles per hour in 3.2 seconds. Top speeds reach 198 miles per hour. But all this power doesn't sacrifice fuel efficiency. Three electric motors help the 918 Spyder get the equivalent of 78 miles per gallon. Tesla Model S. Tesla fans are already making reservations to own the Model S, which should be available in late 2011. This all-electric sedan comfortably seats five adults plus two children. Charge the battery in almost any kind of electrical outlet and enjoy a range of 160 to 300 miles, depending on your battery package. Accelerate 0 to 60 in 5.6 seconds. What is a concept car? Concept cars are test versions used to show off new ideas, styles, and materials. They usually appear at large auto shows, where automakers closely study the reaction. Some concept cars go to production, meaning they are built on a large scale and made available for purchase. Some are just for fun. Nissan Leaf. Families can now join the electric revolution. Spacious, affordable, and surprisingly powerful, the plug-in Leaf charges to 80% in just 25 minutes. Get this, you can use your cell phone to call and tell the Leaf to heat the interior on cold mornings. Expect this zero-emission vehicle to appear in 2011, with a price around $25,000. Mercedes-Benz SLS AMG Roadster. The SLS AMG and its gull-wing doors flew to the top of the sports car heap in 2010. Now a Roadster version is on the way, minus the flapping doors, but plus the ragtop. The Roadster will have the same 563-horsepower V8 engine, but its lower center of gravity should provide better handling. Expect the Roadster to be available in early 2011 at a hefty cost, more than $250,000. Ferrari 458 Italia Spyder. Ferrari's 458 Italia gets the convertible treatment with a new Spyder version. Put the top down and enjoy the V8 engine and 7-speed dual-clutch transmission. Feel 562 horsepower with the breeze blowing through your hair. Expect the 458 Italia Spyder in 2011 with a price tag of more than $250,000. BMW Vision Efficient Dynamics. Fans went into a frenzy when BMW first rolled out its Vision Efficient Dynamics concept in 2009. Powered by a turbo diesel engine and two electric motors, this supercar can do 0 to 60 in 4.8 seconds. The body's contours are meant to provide as little wind resistance as possible, and Michelin is working on special low-rolling resistance tires that will provide outstanding handling. A production version might not surface until 2015. Cadillac HTS Platinum. Cadillac mixes green and fury to the extreme with its XTS Platinum concept. Comfortable on the inside, leather seats, wood finish, pop-up entertainment system, screens, and a navigation system, the XTS Platinum also uses GM's plug-in two-mode hybrid system to help pump out 350 horsepower. Connectivity features should make the XTS feel like a home office when it hits dealerships in 2012. GM ENV City Car. Bobbing around town could be simple with GM's ENV electric network vehicle city car. Sitting upright and using two wheels, the ENV reaches two top speeds of 20 miles per hour and provides a range of 25 miles. The networked part refers to sensors, cameras, GPS technology, and an ability to communicate with other cars to avoid accidents. The ENV is years away, but could be a perfect fit for drivers living in large cities. Play it safe. Top speeds give you an idea of what a car can do. That doesn't mean you should be unsafe by driving faster than posted speed limits. Smart drivers know that speed can kill. And finally, Fisher Karma Sunset. Billed as the world's first plug-in hybrid convertible, the Sunset or Karma S should be available sometime in 2012. The O-Drive series hybrid powertrain uses two electric motors and a four-cylinder engine that kicks in when the batteries run out. Able to jet 0 to 60 in 5.8 seconds, the Sunset will sport a range of 250 miles. And every one of these cars is pictured in the articles on pages 22, 23, 24, and 25. Now let's go to our next article, The Odd Files, page 29. Take a look at some downright peculiar animals that are at risk. You've heard of tigers, whales, polar bears, and other animals in danger of becoming extinct. But have you ever heard of a Mexican axolotl or an olm? What about a wetapanga? These odd creatures are no less at risk. Wetapanga. The scoop. Related to grasshoppers and crickets, wetapangas are among the world's heaviest insects. They are found only in the outer islands of New Zealand and live in scrub lands, caves, forests, and alpine areas. Unique feature. Scientists say wetapangas, whose name means God of Ugly Things, have been around for more than 190 million years. They are considered living fossils because they've changed very little in that time. Status: vulnerable. Threats: habitat loss and non-native species such as cats, rats, hedgehogs, and weasels that prey on wetapangas and compete with them for food and habitat. Mexican axolotl. The scoop. This salamander lives in the waterways of Lake Oxichimilco in Mexico City. It spends almost its entire life in the water, breathing through feathery gills at the side of its head. Unique feature. Lose a leg? No problem. The Mexican axolotl can regenerate a body part that has been injured or bitten off by a predator. Status: critically endangered. Threats: habitats are being polluted and drained. Axolotl are also threatened by invasive, non-native species that compete with them for food and habitat. AA. The scoop. The AA is a type of lemur and the largest nocturnal primate. It is found in forest in Madagascar. Unique feature. AA tap along tree branches and trunks using echoes to find hollow spots where grubs nest. Then they gnaw the wood open and use their long middle finger to pull out a meal. Status: near threatened. Threats: habitat destruction and old superstitions. AAs are said to be a sign of evil and a symbol of death, and villagers will kill AAs to ward off the evil. Changes in habitat mean AAs and villagers are coming into greater contact, so killing AAs is on the rise. The Olm. The scoop. This blind amphibian spends almost its entire life in water. It lives in underground rivers, streams, and caves, and can be found in Slovenia, Italy, Croatia, and Bosnia. Its unique feature? Olms can survive up to 10 years without eating. They can eat huge amounts of food at once and then store nutrients in their liver, living off them when food is scarce. They can also absorb their own body tissue. Status: vulnerable. Like all amphibians, The threats? Like all amphibians, olms have very sensitive skin, and they depend on clean water for survival. Water pollution and changes to their habitat are huge threats. Giant guitar fish, the scoop. This fish is found only in the Red Sea in the western Indian Ocean. Unique feature? Is it a shark or a ray? Though it shares characteristics of both, the giant guitar fish is more closely related to rays. Status? Vulnerable. Threats. Like most sharks, guitar fish are seriously threatened by finning, in which fishermen target them for their fins. Though illegal, finning is a multi-billion dollar industry, and giant guitar fish fins are some of the most sought after. Gunnison sage grouse. The scoop. These sage grouse are found in Colorado and Utah. They live in sagebrush and grassy habitats, but also depend on riparian habitats. Unique feature? The male birds have an elaborate courtship ritual. They attract females by strutting and flapping their wings. They also utter a series of distinct calls by popping their air sacs in their front pouches. Status? Endangered. Threats? Habitat loss, degradation, and fragmentation. Roads, reservoirs, livestock, crops, development, and power lines all affect the quantity and quality of their habitat. Leafy sea dragon. The scoop. Leafy sea dragons are a type of fish closely related to seahorses and pipefish. Found in Australia, these creatures live in shallow coastal water, rocky reefs, seaweed beds, and seagrass meadows. Unique feature. Excellent in hide-and-seek. It uses the leaf-like structures on its body to help it camouflage itself among the seaweed. Like its seahorse cousins, the male leafy sea dragon carries and incubates eggs until they hatch. Status? Near threatened. Threats? Their coastal habitats are being severely damaged by runoff from urban and agricultural areas, as well as pollution. Pink velvet worm. The scoop. Not true worms, these invertebrates are found in the Nageli forest in KwaZulu-Natal, South Africa. Unique feature? Don't let that soft, velvety appearance fool you. These creatures are nasty predators, spraying their prey with streams of poisonous, slimy saliva. The saliva hardens almost immediately, trapping their victim. To start the digestion process, they further inject saliva into their prey. Status? Critically endangered. Threats, deforestation of the Ngeli forest, which has been heavily logged. Plantations on the land have also caused the introduction of non-native species. Tennant's leaf-nosed lizard. These lizards live in the trees of the cloud forest in Sri Lanka. Unique feature, their Latin name, Ceratophora, means horn-bearer. Their horns or crests are sought to be important in mating and courtship rituals and in defending the territory. Status? Endangered. Threats. Much of their forest habitat has been cleared to make room for plantations and agriculture. The pesticides used on these plantations further threaten the lizards. And finally, greater adjutant. One of the largest stork species, the greater adjutant, makes its home in wetland habitats such as lakes, swamps, rivers, and paddy fields. It can be found in India, Cambodia, Vietnam, Thailand, and Myanmar. Unique feature? At almost 5 feet tall, these big birds need a big place to rest. Their huge nests can reach up to 6 feet in diameter and are about 3 feet deep. Status? Endangered. Threats. Loss of nesting and feeding areas. Much of their wetland habitat has been drained, cleared, and polluted by pesticides. What is a species at risk? A species at risk is any species whose population is declining to the point that they might go extinct. The International Union for the Conservation of Nature has developed the Red List of Threatened Species. The list tracks the conservation status of species around the globe. So far, it has evaluated nearly 45,000 species, and over 38% of them are at risk, while another 2% are already extinct or extinct in the wild. Here's a sampling from the IUCN Red List. Least concern, American cockroach, Rocky Mountain elk. Near threatened, Kirtland's warbler, American bison, black grouper. Vulnerable, polar bear, white-headed vulture, common hippopotamus, African elephant. Endangered, grevy zebra, fishing cat, Caspian seal, Tasmanian devil. Critically endangered, Cuban crocodile, Iberian lynx, western gorilla, Sumatran orangutan. Extinct in the wild, scimitar horned oryx, Wyoming toad, red-tailed black shark, Hawaiian crow. Extinct, passenger pigeon, Queen of Sheba's gazelle, Monte Verde toad, Puerto Rican flower bat. Well, we'll go to our next articles. How about Scouts in Action, pages 44 and 46. Scouts in Action for a little change of pace. Of course, remember, these are true stories of our Scouts in Action. Here we have, as Caleb 16 and his family were going about their morning routine, Caleb's brother Christopher became dizzy and was having trouble walking. Caleb suspected carbon monoxide poisoning from the oven being used to heat the house. Caleb took Christopher outside into the fresh air to revive him. He told his mom and dad what had happened, then went back in the house to check on his youngest brother, Kedrick. Caleb continued to attend to his brothers, talking to them to keep them alert and instructing them to breathe deeply to get the carbon monoxide out of their systems. A doctor tested the boys and found that Caleb actually had the highest level of carbon monoxide in his blood. Despite this, he continued to help throughout the emergency and saved his family. Eagle Scout Caleb Keith, a member of Troop 1347 chartered to Pleasant Heights Community of Christ Church, Independence, Missouri, received a heroism award for his actions. And, of course, it has pictures here of Caleb holding his brother, who seemed to be passing out, and then his other brother, who he saw outside lying on the ground, and shows the medical report, and then, of course, Caleb receiving his award. Let's go to the next one, page 46. He saved his father from a fire. Paulie Lester, 10, came home from school to find his house filling with smoke. A burning log had fallen from the fireplace. Paulie woke his father and let their dogs out of the house. He repeatedly filled the waste basket with water and threw it onto the fire to put it out. Paulie took his father outside. Mr. Lester was not hurt. Paulie's quick action saved his father's life. It has pictures here of the father lying down in the log in the middle of the floor burning, Paulie dashing the burning log with water, and smoke coming out of the house. And then Weeblow Scout Tristan Paul Lester, a member of PAC 27, chartered to Durham, Noximixon Parent Teacher Association, Kidderville, Pennsylvania, received a heroism award for his actions. And finally, he saved his brother from drowning. Zechariah Lynch, 8, and his brother Ephraim, 2, were playing in the yard when Ephraim fell into a 5-foot-deep pond while reaching for a toy. Zechariah lay down at the pond's edge and grabbed his brother to keep him from going under. Zechariah began calling for help, but no one heard him. Zechariah struggled to hold on to his brother and eventually pulled him from the pond. Both boys were covered in mud, but they were not hurt. And it has pictures here of the young boy reaching after a toy, falling into the pond, Zechariah holding him, then pulling him out. Cub Scout Zechariah Asa Wayne, Jumpira Lynch, a member of PAC 50, chartered to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, Mystic, Connecticut, received an honor medal for his actions. Now the wacky adventures of Pedro. Now, visiting the planet Zork, our hee-hawing hayburner gets the grand tour, and he's all up in the air over it. Now, it has a picture here of a little alien friend, and he looks like he's handing Pedro something. Let's find out what it is.
I'll be right back. While you wait, use my anti-gravity belt for an aerial view of the city. And Pedro says, oh, thanks. Pedro's putting the belt on. Let's see, I pushed this button. Oops! Great bales of hay, I'm only a foot off the ground. Help, help! And there's Pedro zooming across, flying away. And then, ow, oh, ow, help! Yip, ooh, ow, oof, ouch! Pedro was bouncing all over the place from this belt. So his alien, Pedro looks at his alien friend and says, some graffiti, anti-graffiti belt, it only went a foot off the ground. His alien friend says, sorry, I should have said it for extra bodacious butto. Okay. Scout Program Science, Outside the Lines, page 30 and 33. Find out what that's all about. You don't have to stay cooped up in a lab while working on your science merit badges. Use some creativity, then get outside and play. There's no denying the excitement of some merit badges, like, say, backpacking. You get to explore the backcountry, camp out, and generally have an awesome time, all while working on your advancement in scouts. Then there are merit badges like, let's say, weather. All work and no fun, you say? We say, no way. All it takes is a little creativity. When working on your weather merit badge, you get to build stuff, spend some quality time outdoors, and compare your work to that weather guy on TV. When working on your radio merit badge, you get to carry on a conversation with someone who could be halfway around the globe using only Morse code. And when working on your energy merit badge, you get to help save the world. Turn the page to find out how to make science-related merit badges exciting and fun. Scouts whose troops choose next month's suggested program theme science will learn more about the world around them through the methods of observation, study, and experimentation. Science Guys. Boy Scouts participating in science camp at Horseshoe Scout Reservation in Peach Bottom, Pennsylvania, demonstrate their homemade anemometers. Built while working toward the weather merit badge, the devices are used to measure wind speed and can be made with paper cups and pencils. The Scouts count the number of revolutions in a minute to measure how fast the wind is blowing. And of course, there are pictures here of their paper cups on pencils, like little windmills. We'll continue. Ready, set, science. Weather. The Weather Merit Badge gives you the opportunity to build one of these cool instruments. Weather Vane. Tells which way the wind is blowing. Rain Gauge. Measures the amount of rainfall in any given period of time. Anemometer. Measures wind speed. Hygrometer measures the humidity, the amount of water vapor in the atmosphere. Using your own instruments, spend 1 week keeping daily logs of the weather at your house. Then compare your findings with actual results from local meteorologists, available either on the internet or sometimes on your local news. Radio. While working on the radio merit badge, you'll get to carry on a real radio conversation using either your voice or Morse code. Amateur radio is fun and useful. Operators use their radio skills to spread word of emergency and disaster situations. Of course, it has pictures here of the weather, and he's listening to the person on the television. He says, and the total amount of rainfall today was, and has the young man listening to the radio doing Morse code. Energy. The Energy Merit Badge helps you use energy more wisely, giving you the knowledge to do your part to conserve the world's energy supply. Talk to your family about ways it can better conserve energy, including watering your yard responsibly, taking shorter showers, turning off lights and appliances when no one is in the room, driving a fuel-efficient vehicle, and participating in your neighborhood's recycling program. Futureville, page 40, take a look at what a city of the future could possibly be like. Has a big picture here of all kinds of new, innovative, creative things. Flying police cars, flying cars. People on automats. But let's find out more. In the city of the future, will you fly to work or own a car that drives itself? Yes and yes. This awesome technology and more might be here sooner than you think. Take a tour around the city of the not-too-distant future. Flying trains. High-speed magnetic levitation trains will be powered by the forces of huge opposing electromagnets. They'll hover just inches above the tracks without touching them at all. Flying at more than 400 miles per hour, a train from California to New York will take just 7 hours to arrive, only 2 hours longer than it takes a jet. Trips around the city will take just minutes. Traffic unjam. Already in some cities, sensors and cameras detect bad traffic. The system then makes lights stay green and green longer and sends traffic reports to drivers by computer or cell phone so they can avoid jams. Someday, traffic signals and cars will talk to each other directly. Meshing with police. The Los Angeles Police Department is leading the way with a new mesh network to catch bad guys. In the future, officers everywhere will be able to watch high crime areas over cell phones, personal digital assistants, or laptops while patrolling. Many police departments will soon have face and voice identification databases. Really green fuel. Your city could have an algae park featuring a lake coated with a breed of microalgae that makes hydrogen biodiesel, a clean fuel, might run your car instead of gas. Self-healing grid. The grid brings electricity into your house and will have the ability to fix itself. Sensors near power lines will detect breaks and route power around problems. Talking bridges. Computer chips will tell engineers when bridges and other structures need to be fixed. The power of poop. In Europe, some buses run on gas produced by sewage and animal waste, but it doesn't smell, and it's eco-friendly. Bacteria are used to digest the waste, which produces gas to power the vehicle. Sit back and relax. Tell your car where you want to go, and it will drive itself. Highway sensors will let your car know the best route and prevent traffic jams by managing traffic lights. You'll also ride buses without drivers. Stackable cars. Just like shopping carts are stacked outside stores, tiny electric pod cars will await you at the train stops and other busy areas. You just take a personal transport pod from the stack and drive it to your destination. Then you'll leave it behind for the next person. Leak-finding robots. Underwater robots developed by Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution will soon be able to find leaks in water lines, showing repair people exactly where they need to work. Water, water everywhere. Scientists have invented a thin film that can remove salt and bacteria from seawater. In oceanfront cities of the future, a couple of factories out in the ocean will produce all the fresh water needed. Home green home. Homes will have windmills in backyards and solar panels on roofs of solar paint. A chemist has invented paint or solar cells. When used to paint buildings, they capture energy from the sun and turn it into electricity. Families make money selling power they don't use to the electric company. A smart grid will also know when you need more power. Well, that's all we have time for. Thank you. We've run out of time. This content is programmed for the Vision Intent for the Vision Impaired.